You know, I try to watch what I say on my own podcast, and you know, to whoever is listening, and it could be, you know, kids, young adults, elderly. It doesn't even matter the age at this point. I'm still trying to figure out what I know, just like Yo Gotti song. And if some people don't know some of the artists that I have mentioned or some of the celebrities I've mentioned, you know, feel free to ask. Or you can look them up yourself. But I like to start the day off with a little song, a little, you know, 10-second groove. Let's just put it that way. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm in a great mood. It is Tuesday, another day of giving thanks and just being alive, well, and strong again. You know, it's funny, I actually had something planned to talk about today, but it seems like I'm such in a good mood that my vibe is just through the roof, to the point that I'm over here kind of sweating a little bit just talking. I have no reason why, but sometimes that's just where my anxiety comes out or comes into play, where I just don't know what to do with myself or how to act or how to feel. And, you know, sometimes that's okay. That's what I've realized, that we're not supposed to have every answer. Nobody has every single answer. I mean, if we did, we would probably be bombarding that person like crazy, asking them as if they're Google. And, you know, sometimes that's just, you know, people are very selfish that way, where they won't look at the situation in another perspective, meaning in the other person's eyes or in the other person's shoes, where, you know, they're giving their all and, you know, they're trying to make the world a better place. And all we like to do is take, you know, there is no giving. And I feel like today is just a day of giving for me, a positive vibe, a positive outlook today that will not, I apologize. You know, sometimes we get so easily distracted that, you know, like I said, I've lost my train of thought. But for today, let's see what I can talk about for today. Well, number one, I like to mention my motivational quotes or either my reminder list. And for today, I guess the top three quotes that I would like to mention for today, or maybe four, would be number one by Tim Fargo. Don't let pain define you, let it refine you. And for the past few days, it's not that I've felt pain or I'm in pain. You know, sometimes struggle can be considered, you know, pain. And sometimes you almost have to let life take its course, you know, just almost go with the flow and let that situation make you who you are. Like I said before, it still doesn't define you, but in Tim Fargo's quote, it refines you. It's crazy how words really do can go a long way, just the way it's said or how it is said. Another one, I guess, for today's positive outlook is what goes around comes around, like everybody knows or has said before. If you don't know already, keep your circle positive. And this quote isn't by anyone famous or anything. It's just another quote on the app that continues to speak volumes and continue to, I guess, push me to look at it in a positive outlook. Then it says, say good words, think good thoughts, do good deeds. And actually, I just want to actually take a second to talk about what a deed really is. And I'm not talking to, you know, the paper of a deed, I guess, like, owning an ownership of a deed. No, I'm not, or ownership of a house. I mean, a good deed, according to Google here, it is an action taken for the betterment of another person or a society as a whole. So, for instance, it's a moral aspect in a way that if you have the mindset to act on something to better, I guess, another person or society, that is considered a good deed. I know for me, I've always loved to volunteer. I mean, I still do volunteer, don't get me wrong, but there's a list of places that I have volunteered for, and it's, people think as volunteering is like a chore or, you know, a waste of time because you're not getting paid for it, when in reality, me personally, it's not about the money. It was about how I made another person feel just by taking time out of my day to, you know, pass out food or help elderly or help the disabled. I mean, there's so many ways that people can give a helping hand or just help in general, that it doesn't have to be, quote unquote, by the books. It doesn't have to be exactly what other people tell you that is considered volunteering. You can help however you want to help. And that's technically a good deed. It kind of reminds me of a meme, I guess you want to say, or a photo that I've seen before in the past. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was, but I guess the gist of it is a gentleman had no money, but another gentleman did have money. And the gentleman that was asking his friend or his partner or a stranger for some money, the stranger who had money had maybe, you know, $100, $200, whatever it may be. And out of the $200, he gave the other gentleman only $5. And for the person who received money, I mean, they're grateful that they even gave him $5 or, you know, as little as $5, but I want to go back to the person who actually has more money, who is technically being selfish in a way that, yes, they seem, or it looks like they are doing a good deed, I guess you could say, but at the same time, their moral intention behind it of giving that person $5 isn't really considered, in my opinion, the best deed or a good deed that person could have done. I'm not saying, you know, give give the other stranger, you know, all your money. I'm not saying that, you know, there are, we as a state in Massachusetts deal with a lot of homeless people, and a lot of homeless people do not take care of their money pretty very well, let's just put it that way. And I'm not saying it in a joking way or anything in that way. It is a huge problem. And if you drive down, you know, Washington Street or Main Street, anywhere along those lines in the heart of Boston, you will see, I mean, hundreds of homeless people living outside in tents, walking across the street, walking aimlessly, not even caring, in the middle of the street, begging cars, people in cars for money, begging them for just, you know, attention almost at that point, I guess. And don't get me wrong, it is extremely, extremely sad to see, and the fact that I have to drive by it to get to my destination. And it's not even the fact that I'm not willing to help. It's the fact that I can't help everybody. There are certain times, yes, you do have to look for yourself. But if someone is asking you politely or is not even trying to give an excuse or a whole story behind why they're asking you for money, then I don't see why it shouldn't be given to that person. You know, whatever they end up doing with it is on them, of course, but at least the fact or giving the other person the benefit of the doubt by giving them more than they asked for, they will be forever grateful. But it's also the fact that you are doing a legitimate good deed. And of course, it doesn't have to deal with money. It doesn't have to necessarily be financial issues that can be considered a good deed. I know there have been multiple times that I've worked at the mall, and which is pretty close to my house, and growing up, I never thought I would ever work in a mall, but sometimes, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And I've had a woman either, you know, come up the escalator or a family come up the escalator, and they've dropped, you know, not what it was considered groceries, but they've dropped all their, you know, shopping items, or they've dropped their food. They've, whatever it may have been, they have dropped in front of me. Instead of ignoring the situation or pretending that it didn't happen or going to help to expect something back, no, I rushed over immediately to help the family or help the person. I have always been a person that has dropped everything I was doing just to go ahead and help someone else that is in need. And as much as I would love for other people to go ahead and do the same for me, of course, it's always not that case. And with that said, I'm going to take a second to let you know that the time of the day is 1:11. And as I've mentioned in my other podcast, that 1:11 is an angel number. And it is associated with a spiritual awakening. The angels are encouraging you to look within and discover your real purpose. You may be approaching a new phase in your life that will give you a greater sense of self-worth and confidence. I love taking the time to read angel numbers, because if you really think about it at that exact particular time, there is no coincidence that you are either thinking or feeling some type of way exactly at that time of the angel number. It's not even ironic. It's almost it's destined to happen. Or it's almost it's almost fate, I guess, if you want to say. And you know, whatever you want to say about fate and what people may believe in fate and love at first sight and all those kind of sayings, but at the end of the day, there, in my opinion, there is no coincidence. Yes, it can be considered a coincidence, but as I've mentioned before, I think of life as an equation. So if a coincidence may have occurred in my life or at that time, I'm questioning why, not why. Yes, I am questioning why. Don't get me wrong. Who isn't questioning why? I would be lying to myself if I wouldn't be questioning why. But for me, something doesn't add up. And when I think something that doesn't add up, I know that there is some other intention or there's something behind what that quote-unquote coincidence may have been. So I'm over here, you know, almost searching, not really searching for answers, but I'm over here searching what made this outcome happen. And yes, why this outcome may have occurred. But at the same time, why am I seeing this outcome? You know, like, I must be seeing this outcome for a reason. You know, regardless if I did pray for it or not, I still have to give thanks to the Lord, to all positive spirits around me, all the positive people also around me. Because, it, like I've mentioned before, it is all connected. Everything is almost connected to a T, with a string, with, you know, by a thread. But it's still all connected to a deeper meaning, to a deeper goal. And as I unravel this path that I am going down, I've been starting to just constantly open my eyes of what has been in front of me. I've been ignoring everything that's been in front of me, not on purpose, of course. It's just this is what I know. This is all I know sometimes, and this is also based off experience. But I am so, I'm not the only person who is at fault at this, but I will look around more than I will look straight ahead. When if you constantly or will try to just look straight ahead and kind of tunnel vision your power and your work and your mindset and your focus, you know, nothing can almost stop you at that point. Your mindset will be so strong and it will be just so strong that sometimes you are surprised of what you're capable of, or, you know, surprised of the tasks you achieve along the way. But sometimes it shouldn't have to be a surprise, you know. But don't get me wrong, surprises are great. I for one do not enjoy surprises. But a surprise for me, I try not to accept, but a surprise for someone else, I would be more than happy to give. It is just the is perceived as good even if the intent is positive. And that's still considered a good deed. You know, as I talk about all this positive outlook and positive and motivation and all this good stuff, it's not easy. I'm just letting everybody know it's not easy in a way where staying positive is good. I'm saying it's not easy because it takes a lot out of a person. It takes a lot of energy to, you know, give off goodness. And that's why Jesus is considered and is the best leader of all time. You can't beat the way Jesus's mindset was. I mean, even when people did wrong, he still would, you know, give them bread. I mean, it's to me, it's mind-blowing, but it is still the right thing to do. It's not necessarily even the right thing to do. I had to even think about what I just said. It's the moral correct thing to do for a gesture or action. And that's why I will always go back to my reminder list of my first three. Live like Jesus, think like Jesus, and see like Jesus. Because the way Jesus saw things, the way Jesus thought how things should be, and the way Jesus lived is like no other man or woman that will try to live in the society. I mean, we have plenty of people in church who worship him, and we have many disciples that will, you know, follow his lead and speak of his word. But at the end of the day, are you really living the way he's living? Are you really thinking the way he's thinking? No. The answer is clear as day. No, we are not. So then it just makes me think that I can do so much more. We all can do so much more. We just think that because we've done a certain amount of goodness, that's it. That's it for today, you know? Call it a day, it's a wrap, you know? Have a good day, you know? But the reality of it, that's not true. And that is my calling for class today. As much as I would like to talk more on my topics of the day, I have some business to take care of. I have an education to get, and for everybody that is starting to listen more and hopefully enjoy my podcast here, I want to continuously, I apologize, say thank you. And I appreciate you guys. As I was looking at my, I guess, activity list or viewing list of subscribers and my analytics of each podcast that I've presented, the numbers continue to go up. I know it's only one a day or you know, two a day, but to me that is fantastic, and I just want to say thank you guys for listening, for downloading, for taking your time out of your day to listen to my words. If you, like I said, if you have questions, I will be having a social media, I don't know which social media that I would like to use. I may use Instagram to post all my motivational and spiritual guidance and way of living my lifestyle. But I'm not sure if that is the best social media to really capture what I want to portray. But then again, at this point, social media is all over the place, and if I can get some exposure or somebody to, you know, pay attention, then that's half the job there, you know. I just have to continue to work hard and hopefully my words will reach out to somebody. So God bless to another Tuesday, and I hope you guys have a blessed day, and amen.